Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fourth installment on Kiddush. So just different halachic points for Kiddush. So one idea is that Kiddush is a very special mitzvah. Once I'm eligible to make Kiddush, I'm not supposed to eat or drink anything else until I've made Kiddush. The way the Shulchan Aruch says it, though some are lenient about this, but the way the Shulchan Aruch says it, is I'm not even allowed to drink water before I make Kiddush, which means that once Shabbos has begun, whether it be that I've accepted Shabbos upon myself, like in a summer night, let's say I make Shabbos early, whether I accept Shabbos upon myself by just declaring it Shabbos, whether it be that I'm not ready for Shabbos, but Shabbos is ready for me, that sunset has already come, I'm not allowed to eat or drink anything, and this is true for men or women, until we make Kiddush. Now, it's important, we'll talk about this more later in the series, but it's actually not enough to make Kiddush. It's even not enough to make Kiddush over a cup of wine or grape juice. One has to eat certain things afterwards in order to be Yotze Kiddush. But we'll talk about that later. But just a good thing to keep in mind, we're not even supposed to have a cup of water, really, until we make Kiddush. Another interesting halacha that comes up, say a person comes home Friday night, and they're not feeling well, and they go upstairs to lie down, and next thing they know, it's 6:30 in the morning. And they missed the Friday night meal. And not only did they miss the Friday night meal, they missed Kiddush at the Friday night meal. What's the halacha? So I believe we mentioned this earlier. There's a Torah mitzvah to say Kiddush once on Shabbos. And we fulfill that Friday night. That's why if you look at the Kiddush Friday night, it's very different than the Shabbos day Kiddush. The Shabbos day Kiddush is basically, we make Kiddush on a cup of wine, Bori Pri HaGafen, and as a preamble, we say a variety of psukim, a variety of verses. The Friday night Kiddush is, we happen to start with some verses, but there's a whole bracha that we say, not just Bori Pri HaGafen, but a very lengthy bracha that ends with Mekadesh HaShabbos, that we thank God for sanctifying the Shabbos. The reason why the Friday night Kiddush is so different is because that's when we really fulfill the mitzvah, the Torah mitzvah, of talking about Shabbos. If we missed it Friday night, we don't want to just let that slide. So if you weren't able to participate in Friday night Kiddush, you would say that Kiddush Shabbos day. It's an interesting thing. The one part of the Kiddush that would be different is you wouldn't say the psukim at the beginning of the Friday night Kiddush, because the psukim at the beginning of the Friday night Kiddush are all about Friday night. It's all about the first Shabbos in the history of the world that talks about the fact that God had been creating the world, and then he stopped for Shabbos. Those are Friday night verses. It really doesn't fit very well with 11 o'clock on Shabbos morning. And therefore, you would skip those psukim, but you would say everything else from the Friday night Kiddush. If you missed a Friday night and you were making instead Shabbos lunch, that's an interesting thing. Another issue that comes up in the context of Kiddush is what should be someone's body position during Kiddush. You'll see two general practices. One is you'll have people standing for Kiddush. One is you'll have people sitting for Kiddush. What's that all about? So particularly in the context of Friday night, there are many who say that Kiddush is testimony that God created the world. Those psukim at the beginning of Kiddush, there are many people you'll see in Shul Friday night, many people make it their business to say those psukim with at least one other person. That's the basic halacha. Because it's testimony, and testimony needs to be said in pairs. So part of the thing a witness does is a witness stands when they give their testimony. So the standing for Kiddush is evoking that concept. There's also an idea just in general of standing in honor of the distinguished Shabbos queen that's coming. But the basic idea is testimony. What would be the argument to sit? Well, one idea is that there's supposed to be a connection between the Kiddush I make and the meal that follows. So if I make the Kiddush in the same position, the same spot that I'm going to eat the following meal, that actually bridges them together better. Another concept is many times when people make Kiddush, they're making Kiddush not just for themselves, but for a number of people around the table. And when you think about it, when you see people standing around a table, they're not so physically connected. Even if they're standing in close proximity to each other, they're not really grounded, so to say. If people are sitting around the table, there's much more of a link between them. So that's another argument for sitting. So again, the basic idea is standing would be like testimony. Sitting would be either connecting one's kiddush to the meal that will follow, or connecting the person making kiddush to the other people that are fulfilling their mitzvah through that person's kiddush. There are those who stand for the beginning and then sit. In light of what we're saying, that makes a lot of sense. They stand for the psukim, because the verses, because that's the testimony. And then once the testimony is over and you're back to the blessings of Shabbos, they sit down. Any of the above three are reasonable and legitimate practices in Klal Yisrael. There are those who, even though they basically sit for Kiddush, they even stand just a drop for the first few words of Kiddush, again, just in honor of the Shabbos. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.